What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ladies, here are some tips on how to keep your man. Number one, always have his food bowl next to his water bowl. Number two, make sure the leash is always on his neck and maybe add a harness. Number three, you have to say, come here, come here, come here, come here.
Maya, are you talking about how to attract a puppy? Because if you're looking to attract a man, it goes a little bit more like, oh, you good boy, you your mommy, oh, you your babies.
Got it.
Get in here.
My name is Curly.
And I'm Maya.
And welcome to
the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast.
A super secret club where we talk about super secret things.
Yeah, like secrets that are super.
That's what it is.
In each episode, we'll talk about love, friendship, heartbreaks, men, and of course, our favorite secrets.
Get in here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I love talking about guys.
Welcome to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. We have a very special episode today, all surrounding dating strategy for the new year. But before we get into that, Curly, how's your spirit?
My spirit's really good. I get really excited every time we talk about love. I feel like it's like my favorite topic. Like, I always want to talk about love. I always want to talk about dating, people, like, relationships, all that stuff. So I'm really excited about today's topic. Maya, how's your spirit?
It's great. I am currently building a dating strategy, a legit dating strategy, as I would for my business, because of TikTok. TikTok, dating. I mean, you know, first of all, TikTok should have a dating app. Not sure if that's a good idea or a bad idea, but they should.
Oh my God, that actually would be amazing. I mean, Facebook has one.
Yeah, but it's trash.
So does CoStar.
Oh yeah, CoStar has one. Yeah. So I've been scrolling on TikTok, and you know everybody gets their form of dating algorithm on TikTok where it's like you get story times or dating advice. I get a lot of dating coaches, specifically Anwar White, who has 13 years of experience as a dating coach, specifically for brown and black women. And he's really great. He's queer. He lives in Canada with his husband and his three kids. I'm always on his live. He's so informative, but super funny. And his advice is very digestible. And he gives a lot of advice. And what I like about him as a dating coach is that he has programs where he will help you, but he also gives out a lot of free advice. So I took some of that advice and I put some of it here, and these are some of his dating strategy suggestions. And we're gonna, as we're all building our dating strategies, if that's what we want, this is a little food for thought. So we have some of his, it's kind of like, don't get triggered. This is gonna be very much an episode where we're gonna be reacting to some of these things. Everyone has different opinions, but have an open mind, open heart. This is someone who is going to help you get your person. Like, I think his program is called, like, getting your man. So all of these are, and he has 13 years of experience. So all of these are geared towards getting your man. If you just want to flirt, if you just want to hook up, like obviously these are different. So are you ready to get into it, Curly? Do you have a dating strategy?
Let's get into it. I don't really have a dating strategy, to be honest. I've just been kind of like.
But you've been dating.
Yeah, I love
you've
the silence.
You've been dating, girl.
I've been dating for a while. Yeah, I like never give up. I believe in love so much. I'm very like, oh, I've met like amazing friends. I've had like amazing. So I'm down to hear all of this, by the way, and I'm gonna be hearing it kind of for the first time. So I'll be reacting in real time with everybody else listening today.
Yes.
So let's take it away.
All right, so the first one, and this is all on Anwar White's TikTok, time boundaries. When it's time to bounce according to your boundaries, okay? So let's say you guys just matched on the apps or you met him IRL somewhere. Anwar says if he hasn't asked you out in a week, he's out. It's a little bit longer if he's longer distance. If he's 3 hours away or longer, he has 4 weeks to come see you. Because Anwar says we never go to a guy that's long distance for the first rendezvous. What do you think about that?
That's a tough one. I agree. I agree in a lot of ways because, you know, I do a lot of like online dating. I'm on the apps and I'm very quick when I like someone is like, how quickly can we get on the phone? How quickly can we FaceTime? And how quickly can we go on our first date? Like now.
I agree. I was talking to that guy, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, who like we were talking for a couple of weeks just on the app. He didn't even want my number and he just did not feel comfortable to meet in person yet. And it was so mind numbing because I'm like, this is a pen pal. I had pen pals last year. I'm not trying to have any pen pals this year at all.
Yeah. We don't want pal friendship with a pen. We want your.
Anyway. So another one is, if you went out on a date with the guy and he hasn't reached out to you in 48 hours, he's out because it means that you're an option. If he hasn't reached out to you after the date, after 2 days.
Yeah.
I understand people get busy. I get busy. But if I'm truly interested in someone and if this person is truly interested, like they wouldn't want to lose you, right? Like everybody's busy, obviously. Yes. But I would be like, oh my God, I want this person to think that I like them. Like I don't, not in an obsessive way, but just like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You wouldn't let time go by like that. Like I really, that's not to say that you can't text them either. Right. That's not to say that, by the way, I do want to say that one of the things that I've learned about relationships as I've gotten older is that this relationships are like snowflakes. They're like truly like fingerprints. They're like booty holes. They are just so different. There's no right. relationship that is the same, right? So like,
there's no booty hole that looks same.
There's no booty hole like show.
Nope.
So then, so I feel like, you know, what works for some people might not work for you and whatever, whatever. But I feel like these are good gauges, right? Because I feel like as a man, when I do like somebody, I am very much like I step into my masculine, like I want to see you again. When can I actually will set up the second date while I'm on the first date. And then I'll text and be like, hey, I had a really good time, you know?
Yes.
Or
that's great. And
if they don't reply in 2 days, then I'm like, oh, something's up. But right. I've told you, like, I actually went on 2 dates recently and I was really excited about both of them. And I told you that when we hung out the first one, I go, oh, his communication changed immediately, like it immediately. And then the second one, it was like a gradual like breadcrumbing of like changing in his communication. But it was already just different. It just changed versus like, you know, another person I want to date with, his communication has been steady. It has been consistent. He follows up right away. That like when we finish our date, he'll send a follow-up text. Like I had a really good time. Like it's, and I know that we're both into it, you know?
We
so
love
absolutely.
That.
I agree with you.
I also feel like last year I was very much stepping into a masculine form of dating where I would be like, let's hang out, let's do this, which there's nothing wrong with that at all. But this was like a combination of like me talking to these pen pals and wanting to initiate something because they weren't initiating, you know? So I feel like this year I kind of want to move into my feminine and be like, you know what? I'm not doing anything but sitting there and being pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not going for anyone. I'm not chasing nobody because I've been chasing for so long. And I'm like, what happens if I just don't and just let them leave? Okay. So the next one is when you have the exclusivity conversation / commitment convo, this is a big one. If he's not ready, he's out within 2.5. He said a man will know within 2.5 months. So if you're at the 3-month marker and he's not ready for it, like, no. Because Anwar's like, I've been a dating coach for 13 years, and every single time one of my clients is giving them an extra month, it never works out.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is so true. Like, I spent so many years being like, oh, it's okay, maybe someday, like, we'll be together, and it just never worked out because that man does not like you, girl. Maybe he does, but he just doesn't want to be with you. He just wants to keep you around.
I mean, it's hard because I will say I was in a situationship where he wanted to ask me to make it official. And actually, all of my boyfriends they want to make it official before I've wanted to make it official. I'm very much like, when I was younger, one of my best friends, Ariel, who's the queen bee of my group, she was like, I don't date to date. I date to get married. Like, I go into each relationship with the hope of that this is the one. So I don't go in being like, I'm going to be your girlfriend just for shits and giggles, you know? And I don't know if that's good advice or whatever, but that really resonated with me as a young person. And so when somebody asks me out, I take it very seriously. And so even if we're dating for 2 or 3 months, I'm like, and this certainly probably is not the way to think about it, but they're only asking me to be their boyfriend. But in my head, I'm like, you're asking me for a very serious commitment.
You're asking me for my hand in marriage. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I say. And then they run away and give me a restraining order. I'm like, baby.
Yeah. Well, especially as an adult, right? Like, I'm not out here to waste time. I don't think it's cute to be like, we're a boyfriend. Like, no, like, I am going to get with you with the assumption that, you know, something big is going to happen. So with my last relationship, when he was like, let's hang out, I mean, let's do this. And I was very hesitant because I was like, in what world do you think that we're ready to be boyfriends? In what world do you think that we're even there? And Anwar's right. It absolutely did not work out. It did not work. We should have both been like, oh, 3-month mark. Okay, we're out. Like, it's just not going to work. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And of course, all of these are, you know, different for every situation, but this is just kind of like the, you know, let's say everything has been going good, whatever, you get to 3-month mark and you ask and not even you ask. I think for me, what I've learned is that, well, I don't know. See, that's where I'm confused too, is like, how do you even have that conversation? Because I feel like I want to learn how to have that conversation in a way that hasn't been in the past with every single person that I've had that conversation with. Cause it's been very much like, like, what are you looking for? What do you want? Like, what do you, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like,
like, they talk to you like that?
I talk to them like that, where I'm like, where do you see this going? Where do you see this going? Like, I put all the power in their hands.
Yeah.
Like, versus being like, I really want to be in a long-term relationship that ends up in being married and booed up and having kids. If you're not into that, then I'm not into that. Like that. You know, like, because a lot of the time the conversation has been like, well, what, like, going with whatever they're going with. Like, if they're not ready, okay, then that means I'm not ready because we're a team. But then I'm like, no, that was like 25-year-old Maya.
Yeah. I feel like that only happens to me when I'm in a situationship, right? Because when I'm dating somebody and we're both in a healthy thing, I usually feel like we're both on par. Like, we're both, like, on point with each other. Like, I'm very much like, I know what I'm expecting because I can feel it off of you. Like, I can see what you're giving me. Like, I will, I'm absolutely that person that will reflect back. Like, if there's no urgency in you dating me and you wanted to wife me up or husband me up, I also don't have that urgency. You know, I'm also, and if there's anything, if I start to feel like I do, but you're not showing it, I will absolutely work on it by myself so that I am on the same page as you. But I have had situationships, like whether that was like, you know, my love in my early 20s or people that I fell in love with, where I was like, you know, particularly with the Aries in my early 20s, I was like, I want to date, I want to be boyfriends. And he just like would not give it to me. And I would be like, we're doing everything that's boyfriend
exactly
stuff.
Like, ugh.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, so here's the next one that is going to ruffle some feathers. Anwar says, seeing a guy for 2 years, if you're not married or engaged, he's out. He's not serious. You're a placeholder. Or, like, he's not in a financial place to move forward with you because he wasn't built in the first place. And by built, meaning, like, he's just not at a place in his career that he feels confident enough to either support or be a contribution to have to contribute to this relationship, you know, in that way. And I'm like, damn, 2 years? If you're with someone for 2 years, you moved in together, you're not married, you're not engaged, like, he's out.
I guess it depends on what the partner wants. Like, if that's something that is a need that you have, that you want to get married, and that is something that you have communicated since day one, that this is what you want, absolutely. You can leave in 2 years, do whatever you want. Because if your ovaries or whatever, or your peen or whatever you have is like ready to have kids, absolutely. But I do think that with a lot of couples, and, you know, I've never been married, but like, I do feel like couples can decide what works for them, right? So if they're both like, we've been together for 3 years, I do want to get married, but it's not really like a big thing because, you know, it's not like a, what do we call it? Like a deal breaker. Because either way, we live together, we might as well be married already. It's whatever. But me, for example, I want to get married. I want to have that thing. I want to be like, do we hyphenate our last names? Like, I want like a super Mexican last name.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, I want to set you up with one of my cousins, but
I want to be like Velasquez, like
You can take one of my last names. Like, there's Ibarra, there's Murillo.
Wouldn't it be so dope? But that's what I want, you know? So I'm very like, I'm very vocal on date number one, date number two, that I'm looking towards potentially, hopefully getting married. And I want the kids. I want all of that stuff. So it would behoove me to follow that 2-year mark.
Curly and I have plans that we want a room in each of our houses and that we're going to take care of our kids are going to play together. Yeah. While we're just going to be like, they're going to be playing in the pool while we're like chilling on the pool
side.
Hopefully
we're neighbors. Hopefully exactly. We have like a house with each other. We're neighbors. Like, go to your aunt's house. Maya, can you, I hate to ask, but I have to run and do this thing. Do you mind coming over and watching the kids really fast?
Of course, have them come over. We're having a little pottery party with my mom.
It's like every other day.
Okay, but here's the thing that I thought was so interesting about what he says about men not being built, or people in general not being built, like dating built people and not building with them. It's like buying a house no windows or doors or roof. We deal with men that are built. And I have dated men who I think, obviously taking responsibility for anything that I have done that was like whatever, creeper girl or weird or like insecure or whatever. But the big part of all of the relationships for me was that, like clockwork, they have always freaking said,
oh, I just feel like you have your shit together more than anyone else that I know. And I just don't feel like I am at a place where I can say that. And therefore, I'm not ready for this.
I'm like, you're not ready for this because you don't feel secure in yourself, because you don't feel secure in your in your career. Like,
yeah,
I used to be it's okay. Like, I'll help you get there. Like, it's fine. It's a potential thing.
Yeah, competenced.
And I always think like Maya, like you should always like, it's okay, like, where they're at in their career. This is in my 20s. Like, it's okay if they're this and that. Now in my 30s, I'm like, girl, I'm built. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm building, of course, more and more and more. But I need someone who is at my level now. No more, because every single time I date someone who is like, oh, just starting something or just whatever, their mentality is not there. They're not confident. You know, and I deserve someone who is confident. And so I feel like I was dating, living in these houses that had no freaking roof, but an umbrella.
Yeah, you're just sitting in there like, where's the roof? It's all like
and
a thunderstorm.
And they're not even holding an umbrella for me. They're holding their own umbrella. And they're like, oh, I think I have some. I'm like, I brought my own umbrella. It's fine. Like,
yeah, I'm totally chilling. I'm good.
Lame ass dude.
One thing that I did that came to mind when you were talking about it was that, you know, something that my dad told me years ago, he was like, guys, because we're talking about like gay dudes versus like straight dudes. And he's like, I feel like straight dudes only get married because the women in their lives or the girls in their lives are like, toxic ticking, sir. We need to have, you know, like, it's the women that tend to push men to do it. He was like, I don't think that most dudes want to be tied down or be married. Like, if you let us party it up for the rest of our lives, like, we just might. And I always think that I can see that in the gay world, where I'm like, how the hell are you a certain age and you're still going to West Hollywood every weekend to drink? Like, or how the hell are you still doing this? Like, and that's no shade to anyone who does that, but it's kind of like, you know, we don't have the same sort of we don't have like the same like bio clock, right? So it is something that I do think that I think that it is okay if you want to muscle your man into something. I think it is okay if you're like, look, sir, this is what I want. If you're not going to give it to me, I have to move on because this is what I want. And it's different for women, I think, in the sense of like, you know, you hear about crusty old men giving birth to kids, like, you know, and I'm like, oh, like you're going to be like a 90-year-old dad. Like,
crusty old men giving birth to kids.
You know what I mean? Like giving their, I was thinking like giving their semen to like be parts of the kids, right? Oh, I see, right? I see, I see. But like, it just grosses me the fuck out. Like, you know, one thing I always think about is like, God bless the old, the my grandma's brothers, like the patriarchs of our family. But like, they have three teeth, like three strands of hair, and they're like, they got bellies, and they still find women who are willing to hook up with them, right? And be with them and take care of them. And so my whole thing is like, we don't have the same timeline. Like, we are not the, so if I'm ready to, I want to be a young dad. I want to be like the sexy silver dad. So if that's not what's in the cards for you and you're trying to be like, hello, son. And we're just like asking our kids to wheel us around. Like, that's not what I want. And also, don't, if that's where you are, by the way, if you're in year two, year three, you decide what you want to do. You decide if you want to end it.
For sure.
But if it's important to you, I think that you should continue to communicate that to your partner. And if that gives them anxiety and that's not their thing, then keep it moving. Keep moving, baby.
I agree. And it's kind of the time thing when you are dating someone, you're moved in, whatever. It's like, I think there should be some time to get to know each other, especially in that time. And like, because I'm like, I think I need a couple years to be a girlfriend. You know, I would want to be a girlfriend and then a fiance and then a wife. Like, I, you know, I want to take my little time. So this next section is for when we get confused that they might be playing us, or that like we're confused in our boundaries or whatever. These are some reminders to snap you out of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there's going to be a lot of those this year. Okay. No matter what. Okay. Number one, you can't do or say the wrong thing for the right guy.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Like you're, who you are won't freak out the man who's like meant for you. Like if you're a little weirdo, like he's gonna love it. If you fucking do whatever, and it's true, bro. Like I've been grossed out by guys that do shit, and then somebody else would do the same thing, and I'm like, oh my god.
Well, I think it's more so of like, oh, did I say the wrong thing? And like, do they not like me anymore? Did I overtext or did you know whatever? If they're the right guy, like no. You know, it's fine. Like they'll, whatever. Number two is you can't do or say the right thing to fix the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's real. That's, yeah. But that goes back to you can't change people. Like you have to take them for who they are. Like my mom always said, los hombres nunca cambian.
He's the wrong guy. There's nothing you can say or do to make them change their mind because they just don't want. I'm finally at the place where I'm like, with people who it was hard to let go of. I'm like, they just didn't like you.
You know what? Okay? We're wrong. They do change for the things that we say for the next person.
For the next person. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm like, 100%. Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy you learned the lesson. Oh, you're going to go with that person?
So
oh,
yeah. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
That's cool.
Oh, you guys are happy now because I made him aware of his lack of emotional boundaries. Got it. Cool. And now he's more emotional with you. Wow. That's so great.
Oh, I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for the gift basket. Oh, you didn't send me one. Oh, maybe you should, bitch.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you fucking should. Because he's so following
Actually,
me on TikTok.
You should name your first child after me because what?
Number three.
I mean, truly, like, you know, you have to take people for who they are. Like, and that's, and unfortunately, there seems to be a shortage on just a lot of men, at least in LA, who can kind of just showcase a lot of the different things that we're looking for, I think.
Number three, ask yourself, would my future husband / spouse do this? If the answer is no, go.
I have not stopped thinking about that since you said that to me. Like, you said that, I think you mentioned it briefly because we were both working on stuff simultaneously when we were working on this. And you said that, and my ears perked up, and I was like, whoa. Like, that's so powerful. Like, you know, I don't, like, for me personally, right, like, I don't drink, I don't do any drugs. I once in a while, I'll shroom when I'm in nature, and it's very, like, lifesavers, like very like meditative for me, you know? So when I see guys who still get really fucked up or are still about that life, like I like the idea of being like, is that what my husband would do? Is that something that my husband would do?
Does
my husband?
Yeah, that's like your preference. I'm thinking like, more of like, would your future husband treat you the way like that makes you feel, that makes you cry? Would he make you cry?
I think about it. Yeah. Would he talk to you that way?
Would your future husband or whoever, would he talk to you that way? Would he make you feel like shit? Would he? No. I think it's different when you get older, right?
They do. They eventually do. I look at it as like little things. Like, you know, is my husband mean to servers? No. Is my husband caring of others? Does he put people before him? Yes. Is my husband calm? Yes. You know, this man in front of me is throwing a tantrum at the airport. Is that something that my husband would do? Absolutely not. Like, that is not a part of our unit. That does not represent who we are as a family. No, sorry.
Like, would my future husband not want to, like, No. Go.
Yeah, no, thank you. No way. I think that's such a good, I really love that one a lot. And it's so funny because I was like, man, if I only knew that one for, and you were like, girl, no. But,
next one.
Yeah.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine you're on a reality TV show. What would you do in that show to make sure that you did not play yourself on national TV? So let's say you're on Love Island and he says, I want to make it exclusive with you babes. I want to. And then, but then like the day before he had told Georgia that he didn't like you, that he actually was going to break up with you. But because, you know, what would you do if you had that information, whatever, like whatever scenario on reality TV, what would you do to make sure that you did not get played on national television? Because, you know, everyone has seen these, any type of show, you're like, girl, you're getting played, damn. Mm-hmm. And then they look back and they're like, yeah, what would you do?
I don't know. Like, that one's really hard. Like, I think that shitty people play other people, right? So, like, how do you avoid it? We have a social contract with one another that when somebody says something to your face, you believe them. especially when this person is supposed to be your significant other, you believe them. If this is someone that you're opening up, you believe the shit that they say. So it's hard to not get played. I was thinking it more in terms of like, not to look like a despy Debra, right? Like not to look like I'm being despy over here. Like, cause I, when I like somebody and I text them and they don't answer, I will send like a double text, you know? And I was thinking like, oh, or sometimes a triple text, but I'm like, okay, like if that was TV and there were cameras on me, would I still allow myself to do that? And I'm like, no, I wouldn't. Cause I would be like, I don't want people to see how.
Okay, wait, like I have another one.
I am.
Well, what I do did not get played on reality TV. There's nothing you can do, I think, because I think it's hard to not get played on reality TV because the producers are so evil. But I think I would be overly communicative on my boundaries and firm and very much like, okay, well, like, are you talking to this girl? Are you interested in her? Okay. We talked about making an exclusive. Is that still on the table? Because I still want to make an exclusive. I'm not interested in anyone else in the villa, babes. So let me know now. If not, I'm going to walk away and talk to Jeremy. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. I would say, you want me or not? You want Georgia? You can have Georgia. Okay. But she's not half the... You're great, babes. I love you, babes. You're so great. But she's not half the woman that I am. So...
Yeah.
Because she's short.
Yeah, Georgia.
I'm tall. She's like 4'3". So I'm 5'8". That's more than half, babes.
Are you 5'8"?
I am.
I love that. I saw this girl on TikTok today. She was talking about, she's like, I'm a tall girl. She's like, I'm 5'7". I'm a tall girl. And she's like, which is why I need to date a 6-foot motherfucker or some shit like that. And I was like, I feel you.
Yeah, I'm like 5'7 and a half, but I rounded up to 5'8". But I'm really like 5'9", 5'10", because I wear tall shoes. Anyway, if your best friend was in the same situation that you are right now in your dating life, what would you tell her? So this is kind of like, you know, I'm not really dating anyone right now. Maybe like in a dating situation you have been, you know, those situations when you're just kind of like, okay, this is not going the way that I want it to. This is kind of getting a little sus. If my best friend was telling me this same information, what would I tell her?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I think if you were in my situation dating these like guys that like changed after you hung out with them, I'd be like, you're a fucking star, babes. Like, don't even worry about these guys. Like, fuck them. Like, they have no idea what they're missing out on. They're probably going to have a boring ass, basic ass life. And you would make that really fun, you know?
What if I was in the same situation that you were in previously?
Before?
Yeah.
That one's really hard because I think that that is... like, what do you say to someone who accidentally joins a cult? Right. Whoopsies.
Right. Oops.
The title is gonna be
I currently joins a cult.
Jurley joins a cult. Yeah, it would literally be like, I hope we get out alive, and can we make a Netflix documentary out of this?
And I think that question it has saved me a lot from different situations too, where I'm like, damn, if like Curly or my friend Amy was going through the same thing, what would I tell them? Like the pen pal that I had. Yeah, I would say the same thing. I would say, he's not asking you out. It's been months now. He got drunk one night and said all these romantic things to you while he was drunk.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Well, we would also call that breadcrumbing, right? Now we have the language for it. We're like, he's breadcrumbing you. Like, he's literally leaving little breadcrumbs for you and being like, come and eat. And he's like, no. He's moving the finish line away.
I love bread. And I'm like on the floor like.
I fucking love bread too.
I'm licking the floor.
I love bread with cheese. I love bread with fucking tomato.
Sprinkle a little cheese on there.
I fucking love.
Toast that shit. At least he put it in the toaster before, you know?
Crunches it. Will eat burnt toast. Like, if you give me, my mouth is watering.
I am on that floor slurping that shit. Ugh.
Oh my God. Our friend Steffo had like a party this weekend. And I don't know if you got a chance to eat any of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I didn't. There was a whole bunch. There was a whole bunch on the table. And then I turned around and there was none. I'm like.
Well, I think it was on me because I had like six of them.
Damn.
They were so good.
It was you. It was you.
They were so bomb. I kept going back and I was like, first of all, they were in this like contraption where they like kept the sandwiches warm. It was super cold day in Inglewood. Windy. And there's like this machine that was just like heating these like soft bread, wheat bread, I think. I guess like.
They look like sourdough.
They were They were so good. My mouth, like, I wish
I'm getting a grilled cheese. I'm getting a grilled cheese tonight. I'm getting a grilled cheese tonight. Anyway, let's go to the astrology portion of the podcast. Which signs this year are we giving more of a chance? I think I'm going to give some air signs and fire signs more of a chance. I've been focusing on the earth signs and y'all have let me down.
They've let me down this year too, to be honest. I mean, last year too.
Every year they let me down.
Earth signs, I'm like, you know what? The more I hang out with earth signs, I'm like, shut up.
I want to have fun. Just shut up. I want to let my hair out. I want to roam naked in the streets with you.
Earth signs are just too serious about shit. And when
I need a fire sign.
It's too much. I feel like, yeah, I want a fire sign. I would love a water sign, to be honest. I think water signs do good with me. Like, we can tap into the emotion. We can get really, like, sweet. I also feel like air signs like me a lot. Like,
I think air signs are going to be where it's at for you, honestly.
The guy that I'm going on a date with that we've been, you know, kind of, like, hanging out a little bit more and more, he's an air sign. And I think the 661. he's a Libra and he's really good. We're both on par. Like, we're both on point with how we communicate. We communicate the exact same way. There's no like, why aren't you texting me right away? There's no like, why aren't we doing this? It's super, and it's fresh, right? Like, we don't really know each other like that yet, but it feels like this Libra's fun.
Good.
So I feel like air signs.
I think fire signs. I want to date an Aries. I want to date a Leo. No Sagittarius. Sagittarius, you've had your time. You've had your way with me. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going full on. I want to date another Aries. See what it's about. I'm into it.
Yeah. I'm like, I would love to date an Aries. I just want to date a guy who knows how to like spit game, like flirt with me. Like, kind of like, you know, take initiative with me because I feel like I'm always the one that's taking initiative. So whatever sign can kind of like handle me, I'm open for it. But I think I'm tired of the earth signs, to be honest. It's just so serious. Like, it's just so like.
They're boring. Sorry.
So boring.
The ones that I have dated in my dating life, boring as no, sorry. I'm not trying to trash them anymore. Take this mic away from me.
You know, look, bored. I have an Aries in my north node. I'm a lot of Scorpio. Like, I'm adventurous. I'm fun. I think I'm more fun than fire signs, to be honest.
I think I'm meant to be really, like, nurtured and handled in a way that, like, you know, special. These people I've dated have not made me feel special at all. The bare minimum. I'm like, my love was the one that I was missing. My love that I was contributing. I'm like, because I don't even know. What was your love? Oh, making me anxious? Oh, got it. Oh, not answering me? Oh, got it. Oh, forgetting to call me? Oh, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it. Yeah. I see. I got it. You hate me.
Also, you hate me.
So you fucking hate me and want me to die. You didn't listen to my playlist, so you hate me and want me to die.
Got yeah. I will say that, like, Scorpios, hands down, are still the best in bed. Like,
Scorpios?
Actually, Cancers are too. Yeah, Cancers and Scorpios. Water signs! I didn't give it the water sign. That's it. Water signs hit me up.
You know, I can't say. Oh, man. I don't want to say. I don't want to embarrass anyone out here on these streets, these skirts. But, no, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
anyway.
I wish they had a video of that moment right there. You look like those Disney like characters, like cartoons, when they just like back in the day when they would get like bashful.
I don't want to embarrass anyone, but you know, it's been boring. I thought back in the day, I'm like, oh yeah, this is fun. Oh my God. I mean, there was maybe a couple nights with like some earth signs that were fun, but overall, I'm like, there's nothing that I look back to recently that I'm like, wow, that was so great. You know, I'm ready for that. Let's go.
Let's do it.
And that concludes the Zodiac section of the podcast. That concludes
the Zodiac section.
Curly, thank you for going on this journey with me.
I've collected
some data, some advice from Anwar White, who you can follow on TikTok. He also has a podcast that is very great called Get Your Guy, anywhere you can find on where you get your podcasts. I would love to have him as a guest. I want to try to write for him, or I want to try to write him to get him on the podcast. He's so funny. And this barely scratched the surface. So definitely go follow him. And if you guys have anybody else that you want us to interview on the podcast, let us know. Curly, how can we find you on social media?
You can find me on social media at The Curly V Show on TikTok and Instagram. Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at Maya in the Moment, M-A-Y-A in the Moment. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. Hit us up if you have any podcast ideas. And bye.
Go get your man. Who's a good man?
Good boy.
Oh, not my dog thinking I'm talking to her.
Chloe.
Bye.
You too.
Make sure to hit that subscribe button to hear more episodes every single week. The Super Secret Bestie Club podcast is a production of Sonoro in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.